Welcome to lesson number 9, handling mistakes without losing your authority. If you're wrong, admit it emphatically. In How to Win Friends and Influence People, Dale Carnegie shares a great story about the writer and philosopher Elbert Hubbard, who was known for stirring people up with his writing and with his ideas, and he aroused fierce resentment from a lot of people as a result of doing this. But Hubbard was also a master of winning friends and influencing people, and what he did is he frequently turned his enemies and his critics into friends. So an irritated reader once wrote to Hubbard, expressing his disagreement with one of his articles, and he ended his letter by calling Hubbard some nasty things. Now, Hubbard, being an expert at handling others with elegance, responded to the reader's letter like this, quote, "Come to think it over, I don't entirely agree with it myself. Not everything I wrote yesterday appeals to me today. I am glad to learn what you think on the subject. The next time you're in the neighborhood, you must visit us, and we'll get this subject threshed out for all time. So here is a hand clasp over the miles, and I am yours sincerely, Elbert Hubbard." And that, my friend, is another example of a class act, somebody who knows how to handle people elegantly. So next time you find yourself wanting to say something to somebody that you know they might disagree with you on, or you're about to make a point that you feel like you may get some opposition or some pushback on, instead of speaking in absolutes, right? Like, I know this is blah, 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 blah. You might say something like, you know what? I could be wrong about this, but if my memory serves me right, or you know what? I believed that yesterday. I'm not 100% sure about it today, but I'm pretty sure this is the case. Or I could be wrong, but I'm like 80% sure that this is accurate. Or I might be wrong about this, but if I remember correctly, right? So you're adding a little bit of uncertainty for the other person. Even if you're certain, even if you're totally certain about what it is that you've got to say, in certain situations, especially when the other person you're speaking with totally disagrees with you and is irritated and angry and just, you know, losing control over their emotions and flying off the handle, you could take that approach. It's a more flexible, elegant approach to influence. And use statements like that, and you'll see the impact immediately. It'll dramatically boost your ability to find common ground and influence others, especially when you're communicating with somebody who might disagree with you or has a strong personality. Let me give you another example, right? Some people pretend to know everything about everything, right? For instance, some people might pretend to know the directions to everywhere that they're going, even if they don't. And if somebody tells them that they're going in the wrong direction, they get all angry about it. Say something like, I know, when in fact, they really don't know. And everyone else knows that they don't know. And the only thing that results is a little bit less respect for the person that's playing pretend, that's pretending to know more than they actually do. What if instead the person didn't pretend? Right? What if when they realized that they were indeed heading in the wrong direction, thanks to somebody else's kind advice, what if instead they just said, hey, oh my goodness, I was absolutely wrong about that. Thank you so much for steering me in the right direction. Right? I was totally wrong. That was my bad. No harm in doing that. No foul. Just a simple mistake that any one of us could have made. Boom. That's it. I'll give you some actionable insights for this lesson. First up, when you know you're right about something, rather than forcing your views down the other person's throat, it's far more effective to take a more gentle approach to persuasion by sprinkling your points with statements like, hey, I could be wrong about this, but, or hey, I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm not. Right? Putting a little touch of doubt, a little bit of flexibility into your views to keep it open. Because at the end of the day, we are often wrong about a lot. Even science is constantly changing, constantly progressing. It's predicated on being wrong, because that's how we get to the truth. You make errors, you course correct, and then you figure out what works and what doesn't. Everybody's been wrong about something at some point. So when you realize that you're wrong about something, admit it emphatically. Apologize if necessary, then move on. You'll gain a lot more respect that way. And isn't that the whole reason that people pretend to be right in the first place? They want respect. And finally, if all else fails, just keep this quote from Carnegie in mind. By fighting, you never get enough, but by yielding, you get more than expected.